Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. As you know, I had all my family in this weekend, or most of them. Two of the married grandchildren were not able to be there with us, but we had a house full, and all went pretty well. We only had a few accidents, only a few minor things that happened, but we did very well, and I think everybody loved their gifts, and they all loved the food, so all is good. One more Christmas to go in January, and then we will be done with the Christmas of 2019. I want to start today's show with prayer for such a time as this. Most gracious Heavenly Father, the evil in this world seems to be rampant, and proof that we need you. Oh, how we need you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love, and especially for your forgiveness and for providing us a way, providing us salvation. Your people are persecuted, and you told us it would be this way. Help us to remain a beacon in this dark and evil time. In Proverbs 20:11, you say, even a young man is known by his actions, whether his conduct is pure and upright. Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. May we be your people with eyes to see and ears to hear. May we recognize truth and turn away from the lies of this land. I ask that you protect your people, comfort them in these evil times. There were attacks this weekend, and we ask that your comforting spirit be with all, those who grieve, those who need healing, and those who are now living with a new and very real fear in their lives. Bring them peace and comfort as only you can, O Father. I ask again, O God, that you place your arms of protection around President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Keep them safe. Guide them with your wisdom and your word. Surround them with your people. Keep their families safe as well. Be with CSE Talk Radio. I ask that you help me through 2020 to be your instrument and to bring others to truth, to thinking, and to action for you. Let us not be discouraged, but encouraged and determined, for we know how the story ends. And for such a time as this, we are grateful to be your children and be your voice. In Jesus' name, amen. Last year, I challenged you to be the storm. We talked about that on Friday. Who of you were able to do that? Did you pick up the phone and make calls? Did you send out the grievance letters that I wrote or write your own? Did you do that and send them to the elected officials? Were you drawn to action locally to stand for that which is right? For liberty? For life? For God? For Constitution? We should not give up being the storm. We should continually be people of action. But after this weekend's attacks and all that is going on, all that is being said, the truths and the untruths, the downright lies, I believe that maybe the New Year's advice for 2020 is keep your eyes open. Have your ears that hear. Have eyes that see. And a heart and a mind that can truly discern lies from reality. The majority of us will not deal with a gunman in our church, or our homes, or in our walk. But you do not know when evil will strike or what tool it will use. The majority of us will never know the fear that a man with a knife will rot in our lives as he or she enters your home, your party, your community, perhaps the bus you ride on. Most of us will, praise the Lord, never have to know or deal with such. But we never know what tool evil will use or when it will strike. The Prince of Darkness has many weapons. He has one he uses regularly. He lies to you. He might even use a bit of truth just to capture your ear. But listen, you must listen. And you must absolutely, must keep your eyes open. Well, on Sunday, a Texas church unfortunately had that experience that most of us will never, ever have. A gunman entered their church. A man ready to do evil, to take life, has no respect for life. He was able to wound several or cause wounds. He was able to take out two. One who was their protector. One of those who was there ready to guard and protect. There were many in that church that had their eyes open, looking for the evil that might lurk. They do this every Sunday. But this Sunday, they had to use those skills. They had to do the thing that they were trained to do and prayed they'd never have to do. In 6 seconds, they took out the madman ready to take lives. In 6 seconds, just like that. The monster was removed from the church. But the scars are left. Lives were taken. Lives were changed. Hearts are filled with fear. And America again gasps. Now, because I had Christmas and had family, and I didn't really know this until late yesterday, so I haven't really heard the news. I don't know what mainstream media is saying. But one thing that happened here was a bad guy with a gun came into a church believing he had a pretty easy pickings. But good men with guns were there to protect the others. And protect they did. So I'm not sure how the mainstream media, those who are all about gun control, are presenting this. Bottom line is, evil came in, and a good man with a gun took him down in 6 seconds. That's probably seemed like an eternity to those in that church sitting in the pews. 6 seconds. Three lives were gone. He took two and his was gone. There was scrambling. And there were other incidents with causing injury. In 6 seconds, though, this man was taken out. There was another attack that happened on Saturday. We're going to talk about that when we come back. In 2020, start it now. There's lots of New Year's resolutions. We'll talk about those another day. But keep your eyes open. It's time that we had ears that hear and eyes that see and feet that are quick to do what is righteous. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The number to call is 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
for such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. On Saturday evening, there was a knife attack in New York. And the attacker was arrested shortly after the late evening. I find this kind of amazing because he's claiming not guilty. And yet caught stabbing somebody and he's, I didn't do it. You know, it's kind of like a little kid's running around. I didn't do it, you know. Yeah, you did. We were seeing you do it. They don't know what his motive was. That's unclear, it says in this particular article. However, the location of the timing of the attack, it was during a Hanukkah celebration at the home of a well-known rabbi, right next door to the Orthodox congregation that he leads. So this guy goes in there, and I can't even imagine fathoming this. Someone walking into your party and stabbing people. Well, it's just unrealistic to me. Cuomo, the governor, he's calling it a domestic terrorism. I guess that's what it is. The person who helped write this article, and this was done for the Daily Caller, Bob Barr, he was a representative in Georgia in the U.S. House of Representatives back in 1995 to 2003. And he currently serves as president and CEO of the Law Enforcement Education Foundation. He says what they're not saying is, in New York, and other areas, but in particular, he's talking about New York because that's where this knife crime took place. New York makes it next to impossible for citizens to be armed. They have made it so difficult. And they were kind of giving an idea of just how difficult it is. An application for a pistol permit must pay an initial fee of $150 and submit an application that is neither soiled nor folded. And which contains, among other requirements, character references from other Rockland County, this is from Rockland County, New York, residents who are not related by blood or marriage, along with the notarized forms from other household members asserting that they are okay with the applicant possessing a pistol. Certification that he or she has completed a county-administered firearm safety course. Now, I don't have a problem with that too much, with having a safety course, but those cost money too. They're not free. And several information release authorizations so the authorities are able to assess and access the applicant's legal, mental, and medical sustainability to have a pistol in their home for self-defense. You know, locally here, now this was several years ago, 9/11 decided, the 9/11 board decided they were going to send out a survey. And on that survey, they wanted you to tell them if you owned a gun and where you kept it. Well, who's going to do that? You're not going to tell somebody, yeah, I own a gun and this is where I keep it. And that's kind of the same stupidity that I see going on here in New York. Now, I know some of you probably gasped. Rudy kind of had a look in his eye when I said I'm not really against them being trained with their gun. But those things also cost money. So the initial, the $150, and then you got to make sure that your application is not soiled. Don't set your coffee cup on it. And don't fold it up and send it in the mail. Or trust the mailman to not wrinkle it on the way. You got to walk it over there and make sure it doesn't get wrinkled in your hand. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Sounds like they're looking for any excuse to reject it.
To reject it. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly what they're doing. He goes on in this article and he says, all of this, of course, is in addition to federal law that makes it unlawful for anyone prohibited under federal law from possessing a firearm anywhere, including the state of New York. In other words, he's talking about the Supreme Court has said, the Second Amendment says you can have a gun, that you can have a gun to defend yourself. Well, Rudy and I were chatting a little bit about this morning. So these folks here were sitting ducks. They didn't have a gun. This guy comes in here. I can't imagine it any other way than a crazed man coming in swinging a knife. Well, you got to duck and weave a lot. I don't imagine he was a small person. I kind of saw a picture of him.
Yeah, he was a big guy.
He was a big guy. So somebody like me is not going to be able to. Well, I don't know. I'm old now. There might have been a day I could have outrun him. I don't know. But, you know, how do you get away from something? You're like instantly trapped. That's what they want. The bad guys want you to be instantly trapped. This makes absolutely no common sense. You've got to keep your eyes open. You never know when evil's going to open that door and walk in.
Had he walked into a party around here with a knife, he would have found out that he brought a knife to a gunfight?
Yes, I think he would have.
And that's usually not a good thing.
In our neighborhood, in the rural America, you don't see too many of those attacks like that in rural America. Because why? They know better.
Because you don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
It is bad. I have two articles here that I probably not going to get a chance to really share with you in a way that I would like to in depth. But they're both really good articles. Eye-openers. The one guy's got his eyes open. Now, I didn't agree with everything he said. but I did agree with most of it. I did agree with the fact that he's thinking for himself and not letting someone else do the thinking for him. New York, they've got all these elected officials doing the thinking for them. And New York's not alone. Governor, Texas. He was making the comment that he was thankful that they could have a gun in their churches. You know, what happened to us that we come to that point where we are thankful that we have the rights on the Bill of Rights? Greg Abbott. I could not think of his name. There should have been no question. What happened in the last few decades that has brought America to the point that it is? Technology? You know, sometimes we want to do things because we think it's the right thing to do. You know, I was laughing. I told Rudy this morning, I said, you know, if nobody had a gun, because that's what the gun control people want, except for their guards. If nobody had a gun, nobody would have had any problem that Sunday when that man walked in because he wouldn't have had a gun. Well, that's not the way it works. The bad guys will always have a gun. Do you remember? And I'm not bringing this up because I think it's a good thing. I'm bringing it up to make a point. 2 points. In this nation, back in the day, long before me, I'm old, but I'm not that old, we were fighting with the Native Indians. And it was, laws were passed that they could not own guns. Why do you think they didn't want the Indians to own guns? Because they were going to shoot back, that's why. And why do you think the Indians got guns? Money. People sold them guns. For profit. Why do you think a bad guy gets a gun? If all these laws say he can't have a gun, how does he get a gun? Because bad guys sell guns to bad guys. And back in the day, who else was it unlawful to have a gun? Our black brothers and sisters. Why did they not want them to have a gun? Because they didn't want them fighting back. It's that plain and simple. They're not worried about the bad guy having a gun. They're worried about the good guy having a gun. Well, when we come back, if you want to add into this conversation, you're more than welcome. 877-895-5410. Keep it on topic. It's not free for all Friday. It's Monday. We already know that. I already knocked some things off the wall today. 877-895-5410. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Trump's failures. And I'm going to talk about keeping your eyes open. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse. use of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, lives, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, this article, these two articles that I have that I want to share with you, I hope they were help you to keep your eyes open. You know, when you're in a party, when you go to a restaurant, when you go anywhere, if you board a bus, you've got to keep your eyes open. Even if you're not the one that's the concealed carry, the protector in the church, or in your, you know, whatever the case may be. It may not even be church. Maybe just a committee meeting from some organization you're a part of. You never know. You have to keep your eyes open. Be aware of your surroundings. That's the first thing to do to keep yourself safe. Don't walk down the street like you're scared to death. Walk down the street with some confidence. And be careful what street you walk down. You do, and what time of the day you walk down the street. There's all kinds of things to keep yourself safe. But you've got to keep your eyes open.
You've got to have ears that hear and eyes that see. This article is written by Victor Davis Hanson. It comes from AmericaGreatness.com. And you do not spell out America, you just put amgreatness.com. He says, Trump's failures dash America greatness, American greatness. And he goes through this article. In this article, he goes through them one at a time. So we can't do that. It's 3 pages long. He says, it is popular on the Never Trump right and everyone on the left to claim that President Trump has failed as we head into an election year. But his supposed failures are instructive. He says, take the wall. True, Trump certainly in the last 3 years has not come close to building an envisioned initial phase of 1,000 miles or so of border fencing to stop the easiest access to the United States, much less made Mexico pay for it. Yet, even his critics concede he relentlessly tried and are fearful he will soon succeed. It goes on in here and explains what wall he has done. He has built some wall. He has got the walls planned out with these steel barriers. He's built some, and he's managed to gather the money for some of it. So again, they're fearful that he will soon succeed. And he goes on to point out that after 3 years of mockering and insisting Trump has not built his wall, he nonetheless has attempted most every imaginable method to do it. It's not like he said and just gave up like others did. He says the same ambiguity is true of many of Trump's other failures that they call failures. Any other president, and they have just said, okay, we won't build a wall. It's okay, you know. Maybe they can whitewash the wall down there, you know, just kind of put a little paint on it, make it look like it's new. He goes in here and he talks about the right direction of trade with China. Now, they have all said, oh, he's failed, he hasn't got China to sign anything yet, and he hasn't. But he's closer than any other president has been. I don't know, close only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes and all that. He's being respected by them. But that doesn't change their character and their personalities. So that is yet in the works. And it hasn't failed. It just hasn't happened yet. And they're worried that it will happen. And then he goes on and he says, what does America First really look like? U.S. energy production continues to rise, given even more federal lands have been opened up to leasing. Frackers and horizontal drillers no longer feel that they are the enemies of everyone, of the people, but are recognized as saviors who provide America with flexibility in foreign policy and inexpensive energy for the middle class.
Absolutely.
In 2017, the United States became the largest producer of oil in the world. Gas prices in real dollars remain low. In fact, they remain so low, these guys are having a little trouble making a living now. Now, I know everyone is not in agreement as to the fracking. Fracking has some, there's some controversy with that. But that doesn't negate the fact that because of fracking and the new ways of gaining our oil or mining our oil, that it has made America number one again. It has been good for America. He goes abroad, most of the traditional talking points of conservatives have been reified. The U.S. Embassy to Israel is now in Jerusalem. So he did that Every president promised to do it, and only one did it. The Golan Heights are not going back to the murderous Assad regime. That has been taken care of. He says, was Reagan a failure in 1983 and early 1984 as he sought to liberate the economy and break inflation as the economy went into a tailspin? Or was he savior by election time 1984 as the economy was growing over 7% per year? He says, for better or worse, we are now fundamentally recalibrating the United States. Not just redressing the prior Obama administration or transformation, but the policies of past Republican administrations as well. And no one quite knows where it will end. Given that almost all our experts who swore in January of 2017 that the economy would tank were wrong. They were wrong, again, with their prediction of late summer 2019 recession. And they may well be wrong again that confronting China would ensure a global trade catastrophe. Never underestimate how great the hatred of Donald Trump can warp the mind of a PhD. He talks about the fear of Trump's success underneath it all. And he says impeachment was never about Trump's failures. Never. But it was about the fears of his perceived successes. They're not worried he's going to fail. They're worried he's going to succeed. And that's why they cannot have him reelected in 2020. Will it all blow up in their faces? I guess we'll just have to wait and see. This impeachment thing right now looks like it just kind of blew up, fizzled out, had a dud, you know, the firecracker that didn't ever blow up. But what are you told about the firecracker that didn't blow up?
Yeah, don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Don't pick it up. So what's going to happen with this impeachment? What do you think?
That is so interesting the way you put that. That is exactly what happened.
Yep. Don't pick it up. You know, nothing ever, they say, who was it that said that? Nothing is ever an accident in politics. They think it through. They say Pelosi is one, she likes to do all this research before she does anything. And they claim that she's been pushed into this by these freshmen. I'm not so sure. I think we can give her full credit for all her own failures. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day.
You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Freedom isn't free, but this Christmas gift coin is. This collector coin, designed on a genuine JFK half dollar, says Merry Christmas from President Donald Trump and our beautiful First Lady Melania. It's free. You just pay shipping and handling. This U.S. currency, which is not for tender, is uniquely designed and pictures our favorite first couple hosting Christmas from the White House. This Christmas coin comes in a premium coin capsule along with a certificate of authenticity and a display stand. It's a great gift for that patriot on your list. Shipping and handling is less than $10. Order quickly, 651-888-8622. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. This Christmas commemorative coin is made in the USA and supplies are limited. It's beginning to look a lot like a patriotic Christmas. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. 651-888-8622 and tell them Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. This article is also coming from America Greatness, and it's written by an Andrew Fillett, F-I-L-L-A-T. Maybe he pronounces it Fillet. I don't know. Fillett. And his title here was kind of catchy, I thought, Head-Scratching Insanity of Today's Left-Wing Mob. And he goes through each one of these typical topics that he took, and he says, am I missing something? So, in seeing the articles and understanding what happened with these attacks, I don't know if we can understand what happened with these attacks, but knowing that you have to keep your eyes open. It's no different in what we're seeing in this world today, particularly in this nation right now. Unfortunately, as Rudy said, we're divided right down the middle. And it is beyond my comprehension. I can understand people not liking President Donald Trump for some of his characteristics. But when you go to a doctor, you got a really, really good doctor with a horrible bedside manner, or you got a he's okay doctor with a wonderful bedside manner.
Oh, that's a funny commercial.
So which one are you gonna entrust your life to?
Good point.
The other side of that is that really worries me is the half that hates him so bad. They've been taught to hate a nation. They've been taught social programs are good. And not all social programs are bad. But big government is bad. The only way government gets big is with you getting smaller. You lose more of your money, for one. You lose more of your liberties. You lose more of your rights. You know, when I said what happened several decades ago, that we are where we are, and during commercial, Rudy hands me this, you know, beware of the useful idiots. He said, number seven, that's what happened. What is number seven? I bet you thought it was gun control, but no, it wasn't. Religion. Remove the belief in the God from the government and from the schools. Their schools, we should say. So this article, he starts out talking about Jesse Smollett. You know, he said, I read that Jesse Smollett's fairy godmother, Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox, was declared that her office will not prosecute as a felony shoplifting valued at less than $1,000 in goods. Doesn't that mean that shoplifters can just make multiple trips and wink at the store security staff on the way out? Since when did shoplifting become a lucrative job with a minimal risk? So unless you take over a certain amount, they can't prosecute you. Now, that tells me, he goes, where is the outrage and what am I missing? What that tells me is they don't want to be bothered. They've got a lot of shoplifters and they don't want to be bothered with them unless it's a large crime.
Interesting.
So the small mom and pop shops that still exist, run places, they're just out of luck. They can't afford security, really. I mean, they might have a camera or two. He says, then I try to follow the entire impeachment exercise and really scratch my head. The only actual fact seems to be that lethal military aid to Ukraine, which was withheld completely during the Obama years administration, was delayed by a few weeks this summer that President Trump mentioned a desire to see Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter investigated to determine if corruption was involved in Hunter's inexplicable job to
Burisma.
Thank you, Burisma. And that the aid flowed and the investigation never happened. Records of all the actual communications with the Ukraine seemed to be available. Everything was there. They got their aid. It was only delayed a few weeks. They never got it under the Obama administration. They did get some blankets.
Yeah.
But they never got any help. Then he goes on to some other things. You know, he says, what am I missing in this? He says, call me crazy, but whether President Trump was impolitic to mention Biden verbally, it was politically incorrect, just doesn't make sense. It doesn't mean much, he said, because no material amount of leverage was ever employed. In other words, he asked them to do it, but they didn't do it. They still got the money. He didn't get the info. So he says, am I missing something? What is it that is the existential threat? I can't talk. It must be Monday.
It is.
First thing I do is I open the door. We've got a wreath hung on it to hang my coat up, and down goes the wreath. So this is how Monday started. He said, why was everybody in power willing to look the other way when it came to the Clinton Foundation? It raised hundreds of millions of dollars from foreign interests and channeled only about 10%, only 10% of it to the real charities. Some of those causes, like the relief in Haiti, were routed to benefit friends of the Clintons. But that made no difference. They were able to turn their head away from that. He goes, am I missing something? Why wasn't this the very definition of corruption in and of itself? Then he goes on, talks a little bit about the NFL, and they've come up with some new things and new ideas that the NFL is corrupt because they don't have very many black owners. Well, there's very few of us white people that are owners either, because you have to be billionaire to own one. And they have certain things that you have to do to get to be able to buy one of these franchises. Then he talks about the climate of apocalypse that didn't happen, never has happened, and yet we're supposed to pay for this. He says, bottom line, he said, we've got to start thinking for ourselves. We've got to start seeing things. Think about it. You know, if you're for socialism, stop and think about why you're for socialism. What is it that you think is better there? Because if you know your history, it's never worked. And my friends, it never will work because of corruption. Most of us will never, ever see a gunman come into our church or our meetings. But are we looking as these thieves come into our government and take our rights to defend ourselves, our rights to free speech, our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity? They are just as dangerous. They take more than the life that has been taken in some respects because they enslave everyone. It's time for you to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Ho, ho, ho! There really is a Santa Claus. Bill Federer brings world history to life at Christmas. St. Nicholas, Sinterklaas, Santa Claus. Discover the story of Nicholas, a 3rd century bishop of Myra, Asia Minor, known as Turkey today. There is a great history behind our Christmas traditions, Christmas trees, carols, Kris Kringle creche scenes, poinsettias, and so much more. Relive Christmas past from Columbus to our U.S. presidents. Visit Valley Forge, the Great Depression, the Korean War, and World War II. There really is a Santa Claus. $24 will put this book in your mailbox. Share your new knowledge with friends and family this Christmas. Send $24 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or go to csctalkradio.com. Just $24. There really is a Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho!